Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for Jan. We thank you for sending him, Lord, to Forest Hill for this season. We thank you for the blessing that he's already been. We thank you, Lord, for all the work that you're doing in his life and through his life to bless and to touch and to reach others with your good news. And Lord, I want to pray now for your Holy Spirit just to fill him afresh. And may the words that he's prepared for us just come through and, Lord, lodge in our hearts. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Debbie. It's nervous enough to have Roger and Faith here, but my parents are here as well and my girlfriend, so it's really, really tough. But, thank you. So we're looking today at how can be sure, at looking at 1 John 5:13. 15. I've asked Ethan to read us a passage. So, Ethan, if you can.
I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of him.
Great, thank you. But before I start, I feel like it's appropriate to just say a tiny bit about myself. You know, my name is Jan. I was born in Poland. I was brought up in London, Mitcham, and in Southcroft Church. If you know, there's another congregation in Ictus, and it's Southcroft. Then I moved to Durham to do like a work for a church. And now I'm here, actually not an intern. I'm not an intern, just doing the leadership course and kind of seeing what God has kind of for me. So that's kind of a little bit about me. But today we're going to look at 1 John 5:13. And in the beginning of the passage, it talked about eternal life. So, do you know that you have eternal life? Who here knows that? Are you sure? But first, what's the first thing that pops into your mind when I say eternal life? Yesterday we went to the streets in Forest Hill, and I asked that question to some people, and this is some of the answers that I got. Emotions, soul, body, God, afterlife, and then one person said, you're going to sell me something about Jesus. One disheartening thing was from yesterday was that out of maybe 50 people, there was 3 answers that was something to do with spirituality, God, or anything of that sort. Most people didn't want to answer my question. When I asked the question, they just said no straight away when I said eternal life. I just think it's really sad because you know, our country here in England, our kind of spirituality, God, is kind of dying away. And I think in a couple of years, you know, the countries that we went out to evangelize are going to come here to evangelize us because it's dying out. And it's, it was really, really sad to see, you know, they didn't really want to answer my question. Anyway, that's my little run over. Some people have an idea what eternal life is. What is yours? Is it like this? Or is it like this? But I want to move away from that idea that eternal life is just means living forever. Because in Scripture we have something else. In John 17:3, Jesus tells us what eternal life is. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. So eternal life is to knowing God. Not knowing of God. Not knowing about God. But it is to know God. And when the Bible talks about knowing someone, it means to have a deep relationship with them. Example, in Genesis 4:1, Adam knew Eve. He knew her deeply. He knew her. Had a relationship. And so eternal life is about deeper relationship. It's about knowing God deeply, knowing Him, who He is, what character He has. It's having an intimate relationship with Him. Or another example I have here is, you know, people who are married. I bet there's some people here who are married. And what kind of relationship would you have had if you only knew about them? Or if you only saw each other on Sundays? Or never talked? Does it make sense? And so why do Christians act in a kind of way towards God? I think sometimes we treat God like a deity, like something that is out there, somewhere that is there and never with us, never really involved in our lives. I think at this moment I'm preaching to myself because I do that so many times. I do, God is there and I'm here, I'm deciding my own decisions. But that's not what Scripture teaches us, you know. But all God wants is a relationship. You know, beyond the hellos and how are yous. You know, lately, like, I felt like every time I say hello to someone, hello, how you doing, it's just saying hello. They don't really care how am I doing, what's going on in my life. And God doesn't want that. He's beyond that relationship, that kind of just kind of this, yeah, hello, how you doing, not really wanting to know. He wants a relationship. When you come to Him, you come with your arms open so He can hug you. With open ears so He can tell you how amazing you are, how much He loves you, and how incredible you are, and how beautiful, and how much worth you have. So come with an open arms. Come with an open mind. Not mind. Heart, ears, and then hug. Because when you come with an open heart, all those truths about you as who you are in Christ become your identity. Becomes not just your head knowledge, but your heart. And that casts out all the lies that the world kind of portrays. Tells you who you are. That is the God of the Bible. That is the Jesus we have. So eternal life means knowing God and having a deep relationship with Him. If you look at the cross, you can see how much God was willing to stoop down for us to have eternal life. How much Jesus had to sacrifice. If you look at the cross, you can get the full picture of how much God loves you. Only through Jesus we have this eternal life. We have this relationship. Classic verse in John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." Jesus came so that we can have this eternal life I've been speaking about. For the people who are here, who are hearing this for the first time, God loves you. He wants a living, everyday relationship with you. What you just need to do is allow Him into your life. For people who already have that, let's grab that truth. Let that flow into your life so it can be changed. So that you can live the life that God has set out for you. In one of the songs in the covers, it's called "Good Good Father," and it says, "You're a good good father. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. I think." This part, I think that needs to be sung over some people here today. That is your identity. That is who you are. It's loved by the Almighty Creator. We are loved by a Heavenly Father, by the Creator of this world. I think it's amazing. And this beautiful thing, the beautiful thing is that when you look at eternal life, the way I'm describing, it starts now. It's not after you die, It's not after death experience or anything. It starts now. It's when you make a step to invite God. The eternal life starts now. And then it carries on later on when we get to live with God. Seeing Him in full glory, being in His presence all the time, where there won't be any sadness, pain, or everything will be new. Again, this is amazing. The life we can start now, the intimate relationship can start now. So, eternal life, knowing God, having a relationship through Jesus now, not later. In the next verse, it says, this is the confidence we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked for Him from Him. And when you stand in the place of the intimate relationship with Him, you can stand with confidence. The God of the universe on our side is on your side. He is your Father, and He is your Papa, He is your Daddy. I find that sometimes cringy, but it's so true that He is your Heavenly Father. I sometimes when I think about that, I just find it so amazing. And you can come in confidence. And this is a very cool slide, by the way. And you can come to Him with confidence, knowing that He will hear you when you pray. And He'll give you everything according with His holy character. But this is not a contract deal. It's not, spend time with me so you can get your answer prayers. It's the confidence in Him is the outcome of the intimacy with God. You spend more time with Him, you hear His voice more, you start wanting what He does and start praying for the things He wants for your life and the people around you. When I, one of the first Sundays that I came here, where Debbie preached, I can't remember about the topic, but this point was that in her marriage with Joel, why would she want things from him that are not relevant to the situation or our relationship with him? Let's pray with that kind of mind. Let's pray in a relevance with our relationship with our Father. So, to end my little spiel. So, eternal life means knowing God and having a deep relationship with our Heavenly Dad through Jesus. Now, not later, so that we can have confidence when we come before Him. And kind of answering the question at the beginning, how can we be sure, is we can be sure because we have an intimate relationship. We know that it's that He's here with us, He's with you in your kind of your lows, your highs. That's what intimacy is, that is what a relationship is. And I encourage you in our response time when Debbie leads it, I want you to ask yourself that question. Do I have eternal life? The one that I'm talking about. Do you have the intimacy with God? And if not, then ask God to kind of, you know, come in and change your life. Start, you know, doing things that are going to push forward that intimacy. Praying, reading scripture. And yeah, because, you know, life with God is, it might be sometimes hard, but it's, you know, it's the best thing ever. And I think everyone knows here how, you know, everyone has their own testimony. So I think, yeah, I want to leave you with, you know, do you have eternal life?